I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A new Olympic sport was the focus of our GeoQuiz today. It's called ski cross, and it's a mix of downhill and freestyle with a bit of snowboarding style thrown in for good measure. Julia Murray is a member of Canada's national ski cross team. Julia, did we get it right? Kind of like downhill and freestyle with some snowboarding? Explain it to us, please.
Yeah. Well, if you know what motocross is, it's motocross on skis.
So you're all kind of like chasing each other at the same time, and somebody's trying to come in first?
Yeah, the first two that cross the finish line move on to the next round, and they're elimination heats. And once you get to the finals, you try to win. And it's a course that has rollers and big jumps and bank turns, and we all start out of a gate at the exact same time. The board drops, and we go as fast as we can.
And where does this race get really exciting? Is it pretty much as soon as you're out of the gate?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of carnage that can happen, tons of crashes and lots of passes that go on.
Carnage, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
We try to learn to fall properly, and if you're skiing smart, then you shouldn't get too hurt.
I mean, I've seen ski cross once on television. Tell us what it's like when you're on the skis and you've got three people kind of like chasing you.
Well, it depends where you are out of the start. If you get what we call the hole shot, which means you're out of the start first, then it's kind of like you're skiing the course on your own, just trying to run away from the people behind you. But if you're in the back of the pack and you have to get to the bottom of the course and move on, you have to make all these passes and you just have to ski your heart out. It kind of pushes me to the farthest limits that I barely knew I had. And when there's somebody racing right next to you, it pushes you so far. It's really cool.
I understand ski cross races usually happen with a background soundtrack of hip-hop. What's your favorite track to listen to as you're racing down the hill?
Some Gangstar is always good at the start. Anything, really. I'm easy.
How old are you, Julie, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 20 years old.
Does that mean you're at the top of your game, or you're already on the downward slope?
Oh, no, I'm really young compared to most of the other people out there. It ranges from 20 to 38, I think, is the oldest on the circuit. They have a ton of experience that I don't have, so I learn a lot from the people on my team that are older.
Okay, well, we've gotten this far into the interview. Let's tell our listeners what the answer to the GeoQuiz is today. Where will the Olympic ski cross competition take place? That's what we want to know.
Cypress Mountain, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm really excited for it to be in home.
And Cypress Mountain, for those who are really good with your Canadian geography, is the answer to the GeoQuiz today. Let me ask you a last question, Julia. Your parents taught you how to ski. What do you take from them that is most kind of useful for ski cross?
Well, my father died when I was two. He was a crazy Canuck downhill racer. He's a legend kind of in Canada. His name's Dave Murray. There's a run named after him here in Whistler where I live. And my mom and I, my mom was actually freestyle three-time world champion, and we used to race down the hill at the bottom of the day, and I would start beating her, and then I knew I was pretty competitive. I mean, I don't tend to get too afraid when I go super fast, especially when other people are around you with ski cross. It doesn't feel like you're going too fast because everyone else is too.
Julia Murray of the Canadian National Ski Cross Team, thank you, and the best of luck to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Nice speaking with you guys.